performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, hand over that G.I. ration book while we're tearing out the biggest radio coupon of the week and delivering music and laughter to Allied battlefronts direct from that international postal address, Command Performance, Special Service Division, Los Angeles. Here in the States, spring has crossed the finish line. The Easter Bunny is galloping down the home stretch. And sauntering out of the wings, flanked by the charioteers and the music maids and Phil, is that sure bet with the AEF, Bing Crosby.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn some early morn, we'll hear his horn. It's not far away. Lift up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Skies were dark, came Noah's Ark.
Amen.
When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord.
Amen.
Lord, help those who pray. And on judgment day, if you believe, he shall receive you.
Amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn
you some early morn. It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Thanks, Ken Carpenter, John Scott Trotter, the Music Maids and Phil and the Charioteers. Hello again, fellas. Oh, what about this here printed form you guys from Midway send to Command Performance for delivery to the gals in Hollywood? It's entitled Application for a Date with a Sailor. It says here, fill in name and address, weight, height, age, waist, and, oh, we skipped that. Also fill in the following, very important. Are you married? If so, will husband accept traveling job? Can you cook a steak? It's a silly question. Where are you going to get a steak? If single, do you live at home? If so, please indicate exact position of light switch in living room. Brother, you guys on Midway aren't fooling. Next, you'll be wanting to see Lana Turner's Social Security number. How about that, Bill Sutherland? Say, while we're with the ladies, we ought to check with a gal who really knows what the AEF wants. That's right, men. Miss Dinah, sure enough, sure. Hi, Dinah.
Hi, Bing.
Hey, you gonna have a shivaree or something over at your house? I see a truckload of confetti over there in front of the joint.
Oh, that isn't confetti. That's a load of Command Performance mail heading for the Crosby home.
Is that what that is?
They had a couple of letters in there for me.
Get her a couple of letters. Then how come the International Philatelist Association has made you their honor member, hmm?
Oh, they're after my sugar stand.
Could be.
But seriously, I'd like to tell Sergeant Johnny Orr in Australia that Mother Orr sent his letter down from Seattle, and we're working on Kepler. And say, fellas, all those pieces of Zeros and Junkers and Messerschmitts you've been sending us, if you wouldn't ruin the whole plane, we could start a Command Performance Air Force. Love to Tenney and the mechanics at 860, and greetings from West Nashville to Sarge Welsh. Private J. Jenkins at 922 writes the first fan letter in his family since Aunt Minnie thanked Teddy Roosevelt for making her husband a rough rider, thereby leaving one less mouth to feed. We're moving into the backyard of the PX boys at 944 and calling T-Bone in Alaska. T-Bone says his morale is now up to 132%. Earl Taylor, Navy 8110, glad you got my Christmas card. Spill a little egg on it and call it an Easter greeting, too, will you? Hello to Bermuda, Australia, and the Aleutians, and to all of you everywhere, here's a tune you've ordered in wholesale lots, Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, all starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, we'll see a rainbow blending now, we'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance.
Thank you, Dinah. Don't run off now. Stick around for the floor show. We'll tandem up on a tune or two. Well, gang, we'd like to have words with the lads in Site 3 at 634 and Buzz the 3Gs and Mr. River Jordan in Northwest Africa and Lou, Johnny, Al, Stan, and Ernie in New Guinea. Also, a red-headed girl named Rusty sends her love to a private and pals at 525. At 954, there are 8 eagle-eyed machine gunners who join with the postal boys at 871. Sarge Bill Russell at 629, Lieutenant Robert S. Armstrong in Australia, Private Meyer Gendel in North Africa, and thousands more of you here and there on planet Earth to request that great musician and philosopher from Van Buren, Arkansas. Now, don't just dig this boy's handle right now. The moniker sort of slips my mind. John, can you jar my memory a bit there? See what you mean.
Well, thank you, Bing.
You're welcome, Bob.
I say thank you, Bing.
We went through that. Yeah. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead. What are you waiting for?
Well, I'm waiting for you to get off out of the way over there.
What's the matter with me just standing here?
Well, ordinarily that'd be all right, Bing, but right now I'm supposed to give a lecture to the boys over there on what the best-dressed men will wear in Hollywood this Easter, and you ain't no inspiration.
No. I'm semi-formal tonight. What's the matter with my clothes?
Well, I don't know, Bing, but somehow or other, your pants always look so tired.
You don't mean they're baggy, do you?
Baggy? Bing, I don't want to get personal, but, you know, I worked over here with you for pretty near 7 years.
That's right.
And I want to tell you, many a time, I've seen you sit right over there and you'd get up and walk halfway across the hall before the seat of your pants started to follow you?
And I always thought it was my agent, too. Why didn't somebody tell me?
What do you mean, somebody tell you?
Yeah,
why, Bing Crosby, you know as well as I do, your own boys call you Bucket Britches. I wasn't hurt Bing's feelings for anything in the world, but besides, I'm just kidding. Everybody just kids about Bing Crosby. To tell you the truth, Bing Crosby has set one style that I know of here in Hollywood. Bing is the first man I know of to start wearing the seat of his pants knee-length. Now, I know, though, that you boys, I know you men, would rather hear about the women's styles over here. And so I think I better tell you about them. Now, you know, about 2 years ago, the women were, they went in for short-waisted clothes, high-waisted. And then last year, they went back to low-waisted clothes. And this year, I see again, they're gone back to the high waist. I thought I better tell you boys that so you won't get mixed up. Because when you come back home here, you may start to hug a girl and you don't know whether you're going to choke her to death or trip her. I do want to tell you, though, before I go, that the scarcity of materials has affected the women's styles over here, and especially in bathing suits. Now the bathing suits, I don't know, maybe the man who designed them, I think his motto must have been that nothing succeeds like nothing. I never saw such skimpy things in my life. They're made out of cotton. Of course, they don't use nothing but cotton. And I saw three of them bathing suits made out of cotton. And I want to tell you, there was just about enough cotton in them three suits, just about as much cotton as you find in the top of an aspirin bottle. I took Grandma down here to the show, down to the style show, where they were showing them bathing suits. And one of them girls come walking down this runway, and she had on one of them one-piece suits. And Grandma looked at her, and finally, Grandma turned to me and she says, "Robin, if we had wore them kind of things when I was a girl, what a grandpa I could have give you."
Say, Bob, isn't it thrilling, the recent news item from Tunisia about the new secret weapon that the American forces have developed down there? They nicknamed it the bazooka.
You never will know what a thrill I got
right
out of that.
Yeah.
It's really, that makes me awful proud.
Well, it should.
Well, Bing, I'll tell you, the thing that made me so proud is just the idea that they would think enough of the bazooka to perfect it like they did. I'll tell you what I mean. Now, you notice when I play the bazooka, I always turn it out towards the audience. Bing, you've noticed I always play it with both eyes shut?
I've noticed it, yeah.
Yeah, that's because I just can't stand to see people suffer. I've often wondered if that bazooka could be perfected so people would suffer more than that. But now, at first, I thought this new...
I think they did it then.
Well, I thought so myself at first, but that secret weapon, if anything, that's more humane than my old bazooka.
How do you figure that?
Well, now, that new weapon, that kills people immediately.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you play, it just sort of numbs them, huh?
That's it.
You're going to play something.
Yeah.
Right,
all right, if you want to take my line, yes, that's what I mean.
I grabbed one for myself.
Yeah, you sure did. Well,
I haven't had a funny line since you left the craft show.
Well, Bing, that's wonderful of you to say that. Tonight, just in honor of them naming the bazooka, that new instrument, the bazooka, I want to play the men. I want to play them a piece that I used to play over in France. There are smiles. Go ahead, Johnny, please.
Thank you.
dollars.
Thank you, Bob Burns. In a few countries, you know, like Germany, Italy, and Japan, the weight of the record points to a pretty hollow regard of the kind of world citizen who likes to drop into the old village church of a Sunday morning. But our postal pipeline into the battlefronts of the United Nations tells us that such days as Easter Sunday still symbolize the rich significance of life in lands where the church is still a vital part of man's daily existence. By way of having command performance say this in music, here's your favorite quartet, the Charioteers, with an appropriate spiritual.
Crucified, my Lord.
Were you there?
Were you there when they crucified, my Lord?
Causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they
Charioteers, and from Captain Walter Pope and the men at 786 comes this letter. Last night, the Army gave us a new radio. For the first time in 8 months, we heard command performance, and it was wonderful. Only the lack of a highball kept us from believing that we were back home again. Which leads us inevitably to this note from Lenz, Branstad, Pohl, and Dole at APO25. Says the gang here would like to hear the sound of ice tinkling in a glass and the fizz of a seltzer bottle. Okay, sound man, make like a bourbon and soda, huh? Put a head on mine, too, will you? While you guys are lingering over that nice icy poultice, we'll sneak out for another shot of that intoxicating voice of the Tennessee thrush, Dinah Shaw. Hey, Dinah, we've drawn ourselves an assignment here.
How's that, Bing?
Well, the fellas say in their letters if you can't make command performance an hour long, why don't you whittle down the tunes and catch up on our letters?
We'll start whittling, Master Bing, because in New Caledonia, the guys want a touch of the old groaner doing Margie.
Hit Parade 1909. Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie.
Lovely
Cantor.
Sentiment. Talking to four other daughters now.
Brother Winkler at APO 832. He'd like tangerine. Lay a bit of that tangerine on him, will you, Dinah?
Tangerine, oh, yeah. When she passes by.
I like
by.
That better than Helen O'Connell, you know that? And Bob Harrison with the Mine Sweep Navy.
Okay.
Wants somebody else has taken my place, and he says, I hope not.
Well, I hope he means this one, and you sing it.
Somebody else is taking my place.
Go on.
Somebody else now
shares
looks at
your
dirty face.
Bing, the orders are still rolling in for I Love You Truly.
I Love You Truly. I don't dig that one. How's it go?
I love you truly, truly, dear.
A little low for me, Dinah. Get it up a little.
Life.
What about all those letters asking for that Spanish tongue twister that you... do, Dinah.
All right, well, now, don't you forget to yell who.
I'll put it in there.
His Irish heart went dingo when he saw the Rose of Juarez.
Who's this?
Conchita, Mariquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Don't you know he's had the script? Bing, a mess of guys at 823 want to hear Apple Blossom Time.
I'll be with you in Apple Blossom Time.
Continue.
I'll be with you and change your name to mine.
Continue.
Church bells will ring, oh, for Bing. In you were supposed to sing the trombone part there. Where were you?
I was thinking about a trumpet.
How about your poet friend, Bill Olivier, in Pat Wing 7 in that Basin Street?
All right, you start it, and I'll watch for an opening.
Oh, won't you come along with me? I'll sing a word or two now and then. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams.
Steam down the river down to New Orleans.
Good.
Bing.
Huh?
Up there in Alaska, Woodrow Smith wants Dear Mom.
Dear Mom.
So many of the fellas want that song, so sort of touch it lightly.
Dear Mom. Da 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 da. You know the words to that. You did it on the Cantor Show. This girl is practically inarticulate. Doesn't know a word. You hum all. What do you do? Hum for Cantor? Listen, you're not getting out of here without doing a repeat on Good Old Mama Done Told Me.
With Crosby on the bump.
Bumping that song.
My mama done told me.
Beautiful.
When I was in pigtails,
diddle-a-boom.
My mama done told me.
That's the English horn part.
Hon.
Dave. Look at old John Scott Trotter over there. He's got nothing to do.
Well, let's be sociable. Come on, drop in, Mr. Trotter.
Yes, John, get clubby, chubby. It's Easter weather, you know. Easter's nigh upon us, and the shore gal and I feel like joining the Easter parade. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proud couple in the Easter parade.
On the avenue,
Fifth Avenue,
the photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.
Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter Pleasure, Dinah, and our thanks to you all. The guy in charge of picking up the outgoing command performance mail is coming up the walk, so we'll pen a quick note to the San Juan Naval Station to Jolly Jack Jolly and seven of the Firehouse Gang at Guantanamo Bay. So at all whistle stops where you guys are cooking up trouble for Schickel, Gruber, and company, here's that song that you're partial to. Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is still a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love song, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. And the world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
That just about squeezed the last drop out of the old jug, but who's the jug? But we'll be drawing off another noggin soon, and deliveries being what they are, it'll take exactly 1 week from today. Cutting the final jive right down to a nub, the good word is thanks from the crowd here at home. The best of the best from Command Performance, and so long from the USA.
The cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. This is Ken Carpenter relaying your thanks to Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Bob Burns, the Charioteers, the Music Maids and Phil, and John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and hitting the final announcement that Command Performance is produced by the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.